I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. While the snow outside and the sub-zero temperatures may not make it feel like sprint car racing, Mike Roberts and I have awakened from our winter hibernation to preview the 2025 season. This Saturday and next, we will preview the Knoxville Raceway regional and national seasons, plus have interviews with local, regional, and national drivers and officials on the Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show. This week, the show mostly deals with local, as Knoxville Raceway General Manager Jason Reed will join us.
Purse is exceptional, best paying 410 weekly purse, period, in 410s. I did talk to Brown, and Brian told me, he goes, right now, Kings Royal is the only weekends he's missing. He may have to miss one other one, but he's planning on being here a lot this year. I think that finish in his points this year, even though he's not chasing points, I think he feels like he got knocked down pretty hard this last time.
Yeah, I think it bothered him a little bit on that way. But like I said, you know, now that we've added the more extra money to the purse, and you can finish a long ways back and still get $1,000, you know, exactly, in Knoxville. Right. And even if you go to some of those bigger shows, you know, you got to run up close to the front to get some of that, and you're going to be running against, you know, stiffer cars, competition. So overall, to make the money, and then we also offer the, you know, the fuel program for how many miles you get here. We pay you one way at least, you know, so that that program has really helped us a lot too. I mean, we've had a lot of teams that said, hey, you know, we came here knowing that we were going to get $200 for our fuel to get here. So that program, we continue to try to keep it going because we believe that also keeps cars coming our way.
Also on the guest list is National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Executive Director Bob Baker giving an update on the progress of the Dennis Allball Suite Tower construction.
I see the Dennis Allball Suite Tower, just the amazing progress it has been being made. Tell us about kind of where we are, you know, as far as are we online to have it open on opening night here?
You're right. The construction of the Dennis Allball Suite Tower is a large project for us. It's a little over $6.2 million. We broke ground on June the 3rd of last year, and it took until the Nationals were over, about the middle of August, before we could start going vertical up in the air. We had a lot of things that we had to move underground to make the building fit into that space. It is a little bit of a tight fit, but it works out perfectly for the museum. It's going to work out great for the new suite holders. And we are on schedule to hold our grand opening on Thursday, April the 17th at 2:00 in the afternoon. We chose that day for several reasons. Number one is they told us the building would be done by then. It's supposed to be done the week before, so it's going to be a close call, but they're on schedule to have the building done, you know, before the 17th of April. And then also that Thursday night, the World of Outlaws will be practicing at Knoxville Raceway, so we'll kind of get a little bit of a dry run before we get a lot of people in there Friday and Saturday for the World of Outlaw races here in Knoxville. So a lot of the suite holders are planning on moving their furniture in that week, and we're planning on having the walls up and painted by then, so it's a pretty exciting time here.
We also venture on the national level with one of the greatest drivers ever, who is now an owner and driver coach, Hotfoot Jason Myers. In part one of the interview, Myers talks about what led him to stepping away from the cockpit, but not totally away from the sport.
You made a stand one year to say, you know what, I'm done driving. What led to that?
For me, it was, you know, my kids were of the age where our oldest Delaney was going to start school, and she wasn't going to be able to travel. You know, my family wasn't going to be able to travel with me anymore. And it was a decision when my wife and I decided to start having kids in 2007. We just kind of talked about, like, okay, this starts a 5-year clock for where are we going to be in 5 years? And are we going to be at a point where I can be home more? Or are we, you know, in that? At that point, it was, are we gonna move through sprint car racing and maybe into the cup level where you're flying home every weekend, you know, every week, or are we still gonna be on the road? And we'll just kind of see where that takes us. And that time came where Delaney was getting ready to start school, and I wanted to be home. I didn't want to be an absent dad. You know, those first 5 years of her life and being on the road, you know, I get to spend more time with my wife and kids than most people ever do, being in the motorhome together and all that. But once she was going to start school, that was going to change. So we made a change, something for the different, to really, you know, start another chapter of life and with our kids and move on to something where I could be home more.
And we'll also have 2024 Knoxville 360 track champion Jamie Ball to talk about not only his 2024 season, but the amazing offseason he's had becoming a first-time father. Join us this Saturday at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for the Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show on KNIA. For today's Lately Radio Sports page, I'm Derek Cardwell.